Well, we often talk about whether or not we buy iconic Aussie brands and we complain when they change the formulas and the like, but I wonder, do we care about who owns them? Can iconic Aussie brands survive foreign ownership? This week we've seen Japan's Asahi Brewery buy Carlton and United, $16 billion worth. Arnott's has changed hands again from one foreign company to another. Does it matter to us? Tony Eades is a brand futurist, is going to talk to us about it now. Tony, good to have you on the program.
Thanks very much, Stephen. Good to be on the program.
Now, we all love an Arnott's Bicky and, you know, we'll drink our VB and Tui's and all of these various other brands, but do we care who owns them?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing, Stephen, because I kind of think we do. And I mean, there's some statistics that kind of show that we do. You know, Ray Morgan's done a lot of surveys around this stuff. And believe it or not, 90% of Aussie shoppers aged 14 plus say that they will buy an Australian-made product over one that's made offshore. But, you know, does that mean even if it's potentially made here but it's owned offshore, do we even know or do we even care? I think it's a problem.
Well, I guess that's the big question. I mean, well, there's two questions there I see. We would all say that in a survey, but when we actually walk into the supermarket, do we live up to our own hype?
Well, that's true as well. I think you've got to look deeper into, you know, why is it that we've originally assigned ourselves to a certain brand? You know, what's the thing that attracted us to it? And when you look at, you know, Arnott's, it's been around for like, you know, years and years, you know, dating back, I think, 172 years, the Arnott brand's been around. So it's kind of our grandparents and our parents and our children are all loving the kind of the Bickies of Arnott's that we kind of, it's kind of been part of our Australian heritage and Australian life. So I think we're connected to it in that shape or form without really knowing whether it's actually owned and part of the Aussie atmosphere.
I guess the big thing that comes out of this is that, for instance, Arnott's has been offloaded to a private equity firm, and we understand that private equity firms have got plenty of money to throw around, and that's what they do. But clearly the brand Arnott's is important to Australians. Why are Australian investors not seeing that value?
It's a good question. It's a question I ask myself as well, because when you think about, you know, not just Arnott's, and you mentioned in the beginning of the interview there that, you know, Victoria Bitter as well, that, you know, the big VB that, you know, has been so, again, you know, part of our heritage as such, you know, for the Aussie drinkers, about over 8-9% of Australian drinkers love VB. We've got Speedos and Tui's and, you know, all these iconic brands, but it just kind of makes you wonder why, you know, all of those collectively map out what Australia itself is as a brand. So I think at the end of the day, if we're not supporting our own brands collectively, what does Australia stand for? Where's our heritage? Where's our history? You know, all of this stuff kind of helps build the fabric of the Australian society.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess where I see a downfall is that, I mean, I follow the news and I read the news this week that Arnott's had been offloaded from Campbell's to a private equity firm, but does the average Aussie actually know that this is happening?
Well, you know what? That's exactly the point. And I suppose the point of this interview is that we don't. I mean, we've talked a lot about, you know, even when you go and buy a product, you know, and again, there's been a lot of campaigns around buy Australian, keep it in Australia, and that we go into a supermarket and sometimes the labelling isn't that clear or can be, you know, a bit deceiving, that the actual product might be, say, manufactured in Australia, but it's actually from ingredients that are brought in from somewhere else, or it's grown here but made somewhere else. I don't think there's anywhere on the label that you could actually, or you would even know where to look to actually find out that that product is even owned by Australians.
Is our laid-back nature part of the problem, do you think? Because, I mean, I often lament the fact that whilst we don't want to go down the American road in many aspects, they seem to have a real patriotism and a real pride in their national psyche, for lack of a better word, where we seem to be a bit more laid back and don't care that much.
I think you're right, and I think one of the other troubling factors when you look at brands as such as being trusted brands, you know, the third year running, this might be a surprise to people, but the third year running, Australia's most trusted brand is Air New Zealand.
Excuse me?
Air New Zealand. 30% of their travellers are Australian travellers going to the US. But, you know, Qantas was number two, JB Hi-Fi number three, a popular retail brand. But the most trusted brand in Australia was Air New Zealand.
Well, that is absolutely extraordinary. Tony, I don't know what to say after that. I really appreciate your time.
I'll leave you with that thought.
Thanks very much. That's Tony Eades, brand futurist. Well, tell me, when you go into the supermarket, you see these brands that you grew up with. Do you care who owns them, or do you just care about what they taste like and what the label looks like? Give me a call, 132710.